First thing is you can move up. We have all this valuable scent and real estate that you can. We have all this valuable scent and real estate you can fill it in.
Hare Krishna Ji, devotees, if everyone could just move with the boat, please.
With one exception, I think children who are not interested in a lecture can take the opportunity to avail themselves of our beautiful grounds.
We have a special class for them.
Yeah, we have a special. We do. We have a class.
Yes.
Okay. So, anyone, any little girl dressed in lemon and lime who might like to can be a big class. And mother children can take the opportunity. People in the back are smart, they're a nice place to sit and enjoy the beautiful day at the same time. Okay, but there's now more space for people who want to come. And now is a good time for a holy mobile check. You can check to see that your mobile is off the silent mode. Timirantasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshun Militam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitan Manovistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Svayam Rupakada Mayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shabhatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Mori Priye Vansha Gopata Duvyasta Kripa Sindho Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna Varnam Krishna Krishna Sangopangastra Parshadai Yagai Sankirtana Prior Yajantihi Sumedasa. The Kali Yuga is known to be, the present age, Kali Yuga, is a very difficult age. Manda Sumanda Mateo Manda Bhagya Upadruta. In this age, people are mostly short-lived. We read in the Vedic literature and the Bible how people used to live for thousands and thousands of years. Now, if someone lives to be 100, it's gets a letter from the President of the United States if you're American. It's quite a big thing. So people are short-lived and slow to take up spiritual realization. They're quick for material enjoyment, but slow for spiritual advancement. And Sumanda Mateo, the misled by so many cheaters, so-called yogis, swamis, philanthropists, political leaders, teachers, great leaders of society, mostly cheaters. And therefore people are unfortunate. They're exploited. And they don't have happiness. Even materially, the happiness is elusive. Of course, that's the nature of material happiness. But even ordinary standard issue of material happiness, such as it is still more elusive than Kali Yuga. And Upadruta, people are always disturbed in this age, agitated, in anxiety, upadruta. So it's an unfortunate age. It's compared to an ocean of faults. But the good thing is, Jagyai Sankirtana prior, what is that?
Kalir dosha nithe rajanasti he kamahangunaha. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhaja. The one good thing in this age is that simply by kirtan, people can get freed from material entanglement and very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, Yajantihi Sumedasa, those who are intelligent, little intelligent, Kali Yuga, no one's so intelligent, but those who are at least a little intelligent, will engage in the Sankirtan movement under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself, appearing in the role of a devotee to teach this Sankirtan. So, what is Sankirtan? Then we'll say, oh, Sankirtan means chanting Hare Krishna and dancing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're dancing, this is Sankirtan. But Sankirtan more broadly means the glorification of the Lord, or the broadcasting of the glories of the Lord. So the holy name of the Lord. Just like if we want to broadcast someone's glory, so then we cheer, we chant his name. We just, you know, Zuma, Zuma. So, but then apart from the person's name, then there's his qualifications. We say why that person is great, why that person is the best, why that person is worthy of being appreciated. We tell about the great things that that person has done.
And maybe we glorify his associates, his ministers, his wife, his other advisors, his circle of friends. And everything else about him. The way he speaks, his wisdom, his power, his decisiveness, his generosity, the qualities of the person. So to glorify Krishna means to chant the holy name of Krishna, to speak of the activities of Krishna, the associates of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, the abode of Krishna, where he lives. It's like if we're talking about sometimes some great king, we say, oh, he's got this palace and it took 20 years to build, and it's, or if we want to badmouth someone, sometimes we talk about his mansion also. But generally glorifying, this is the wonderful place where he lives, and this is his family, and this is so many things connected to the person. Because person, what does person mean? Person doesn't mean just a name. Name is nothing. The name has to be connected with qualities, with activities, with form. The name indicates a form. If we glorify someone, they say, you say, well, who is this person? What does he look like? Well, he doesn't look like anything. What does he do? He doesn't do anything. Where does he live? He doesn't live anywhere. What are his qualities? He doesn't have any qualities. That's, practically speaking, you're saying he's a non-entity. He's nothing. And there's a section of philosophers, that's what they say about God. He has no form, he has no name, he has no qualities, he has no activities. He has no nothing. So they practically reduce God to nothing. Either they're committed to that point, that there is no God, that there's nothingness, there's finally a void, or they have something, well, not exactly void, but no form, no qualities, no pastimes, no, as good as void. So our Krishna consciousness movement is not like that. When the world is full of qualities and activities, then why should the source of everything have anything less? He must be the source of all form, qualities, activities, and so on. So that's Krishna. He's full in all of these things, full in strength, full in beauty, full in knowledge, full in fame, beauty, knowledge, strength, renunciation, beauty. These six qualities are there in full, therefore he's called Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who has all these opulences in full. So, Krishna Kirtan. Kirtan means, first of all, Krishna Kirtan. Yajnaya Sankirtan, our prior. You can just that. Okay, that's good. Yajnaya Sankirtan, Krishna Kirtan. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. We're not interested in glorifying lesser beings as if they were God. We're glorifying Krishna. So the kirtan in the broader sense means to glorify Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes. So when Srimad Bhagavatam is being recited or explained, that's also kirtan. When Bhagavad Gita is being spoken, that's also kirtan. When devotees are discussing about Krishna, speaking about Krishna, that's also kirtan. To broadcast the glories of the Lord, that's also kirtan. Not only singing and dancing, but more broadly, glorifying the Lord. That's also purifying. Not that I only become purified by chanting Hare Krishna, but by chanting Hare Krishna, by speaking about the glories of Krishna, by hearing about the glories of Krishna, this is all kirtan, and this all purifies the mind, because it fills our mind with Krishna consciousness. We become attracted. Krishna is called Krishna because he's all attractive. How is he attractive? Attractive by his qualities, by his activities. So when we read about these things from Vedic literature, when we hear about these things from pure devotees, we become attracted to Krishna. So Rukmini Devi was the daughter of a king, and Narad Muni and other sages used to sometimes visit her father, and when they were there, naturally they would speak about Krishna, and so she would hear about Krishna. So by hearing, she became attracted that, you know, if I have to marry someone, I'll only marry Krishna. None of these rascals. Especially not Sushipal. So how did she become attracted? By hearing. Because Krishna's qualities are attractive. Krishna's, everything about Krishna is non-different from Krishna, and therefore attractive. So our Sankirtan means to broadcast the glories of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, especially, promoted the understanding that the printing press is a tool for glorifying Krishna. Of course, it's also a tool for glorifying Maya. I just came from a book exposition in New York City, and so many big publishers distributing millions of books full of rubbish. So they're expert at chopping down trees to waste paper on mundane, useless talks. But that same tool, the printing press, can be used for glorifying Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami said, Anasaktasya Vishayan Yatarham Upriyamjata Nirbanda Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagya Muchyate. That when everything is, something material is used for the service of Krishna without any material attachment, then that use is called Yukta Vairagya, or transcendental employment with renunciation. Simply to give up everything is false. This is false, that's false, everything is false. Is false. Krishna is the supreme reality, and everything's related to Krishna, therefore everything has its real utility in the service of Krishna. One time Srila Prabhupada had arrived at an airport, and some press reporters were there, and one reporter said that, if you're against material things, Swami, then why did you fly here in this airplane? Prabhupada said, I came in the airplane just so that your airplane would not be completely useless. When we use everything in the service of Krishna, then it finds its true utility. So the printing press can be an exceedingly valuable tool when it's used to glorify Krishna. Previously, books were a very difficult business. Someone would have to spend months and maybe years to copy a book. How many copies could be made that way? The book could be lost or stolen, destroyed by the ants could eat it, or anything could happen, and then the book is gone. But with the printing press, we can create thousands and thousands of copies, and they can be distributed massively, and people can get the benefit of learning about Krishna, hearing about Krishna. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, of course Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur before him also published books. But then following him, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur very much pushed this distribution of transcendental literature. He was publishing a more than one newspaper also. Someone asked him that, how can you publish a newspaper about Krishna every day? And he said, there are so many, take a city like Calcutta or Johannesburg. So in Calcutta, there's a small place, you know, there are millions of universes. This whole material cosmic manifestation is only one quarter of the kingdom of God. And then there's so many cities. One city is, say, Calcutta or Johannesburg. And in that city, there's so many daily newspapers. So if so many newspapers can be published about this one tiny little corner of creation, then what to speak of the spiritual world, which is the vast, which forms the vast majority of the creation or of existence. We could publish, he said, if we had the facility of every minute, we could publish a new paper. So Prabhupada said that everything else about Krishna consciousness he'd learned from his father. His father was a pure devotee of Krishna, and from his father he learned to chant Hare Krishna, to worship the deity, to perform the Rath Yatra ceremony, to offer food to Krishna, to bow down before Krishna, man mana bhavana bhakta. All of these things, he said, I learned from my father. He said, but this I learned from my Guru Maharaj, to distribute books. He was very keen, Prabhupada saw that my Guru Maharaj was very keen on distributing books. That even when he was publishing that some paper, he said if some ordinary brahmachari would distribute even a few copies, then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say, oh, you're so nice. He would appreciate it. So Prabhupada saw that my Guru Maharaj was very enthusiastic about books. And he also told Srila Prabhupada personally, if you ever get money, print books. Prabhupada gave the same instruction to us and was practically whipping us, distribute books. He said, you should fill the Brahmachari ashram with books, so that the brahmacharis have no place to sleep. And if they want to sleep, they'll have to distribute some books. Prabhupada himself was enthusiastic about, of course, he personally distributed books. There was there were bookstores in New York. One was Orientalia, another was Sam Weiser's. And these were sort of specialty bookstores, and Prabhupada went there personally to distribute his books. He would go and get a few dollars and distribute some books. He distributed books to the New York Public Library. In this way, distributing books. When he came to America, that's what he brought with him. So we sort of tell the story that Prabhupada had only $7. But actually, he had millions of dollars because he had books. He stayed back in Vrindavan and wrote and went to Delhi and got the books published. And after he had some books, he came to America with books. That was his real wealth. Real wealth means knowledge. Just to have wealth is not so great. The wealth can be lost at any moment. But if one has knowledge, then his life can be successful. He can have the highest perfection in life. So Prabhupada brought that real wealth, the wealth of knowledge from Bhagavad Gita, as it is Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was personally distributing and then encouraging us, distribute. He was so much enthusiastic. In his last days, he was not, didn't want to receive the mail and the news and the, you know, whatever it was. He told his senior men, you take care of it. And his secretaries would receive the mail and they would answer. If you look in the collection of Srila Prabhupada's letters, you'll see that he's answering letters. Then after a certain point, the letters are coming from the secretary. The Prabhupada said this. And then after some time, even the secretaries were saying, Prabhupada's not, you know, I didn't give your letter to Prabhupada, I'm dealing with it, because that's what Prabhupada told me to do. So Prabhupada was not receiving the mail, but he was receiving the book scores. The accounts, how many books were distributed by this temple, how many books by that temple. That Prabhupada was hearing with keen interest. And Prabhupada said, these reports are keeping me alive. These reports are keeping me alive. He was so enlivened to see this distribution of books, because this is actually the greater kirtan. Prabhupada said that when you go with your kirtan party, with your kartals and mridanga, it will be heard for some blocks. And that also will be very effective. Now, they have a kirtan party that goes out every day in New York City, and thousands of people are hearing, and people are taking interest, they're becoming devotees also. Prabhupada said, you'll go out and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and people will hear and they'll say, what this nonsense is doing? And he said, because you're going out every day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he's hearing. So one day he said, actually this nonsense is nice, let me be nonsense. So the kirtan has great potency, but it will be heard only within a small area, maybe a block or something like that. But the printing press Prabhupada called the Brihat Mridanga, the big Mridanga, because that Mridanga can be heard all over the world. This distribution of literature can be distributed everywhere, in all languages, to all people, and that will have still greater effect, or the combined effect of the chanting and the literature will be still greater. So I see that there are pouches of books and books. So we're very happy when we see that books are going out. And what happens also, and we've seen this over years and years and years, that when we distribute books, then we become happy. And we become happy. We have so many problems in our lives. We have so many things on our minds. We have so many anxieties. We have so many concerns. There are so many disagreements, naturally, in this world. Somebody always has to do, we always have to disagree with one another sooner or later. There's so many things going on. But when we go out and distribute books, we forget all about these things. We forget, because we're absorbed in the Krishna consciousness movement, in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wanted to be generous in giving Krishna consciousness to everyone. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it said that the Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya and his associates, they didn't consider who was fit, who was unfit. They just went into the storehouse of love of God and plundered it and distributed the contents. Distributed the contents. And the more they distributed, the more people became happy. And the more people became happy, the more the Panchatattva became happy. And the more they distributed, the more the contents grew also. We have that same policy. If you distribute more books, we'll print more books. Distribute 5,000, we'll print 10,000. But that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's policy, and it's a fact. The more you distribute, the more the stock grows. And then you have more to distribute and more, and then it goes on and on, to to the ocean of spiritual happiness that increases. So everyone can take part. Some will be take part on a grand scale and distribute thousands and thousands. Someone will take part on a small scale and distribute a few. But everyone can take part. We've seen even a dog can take part. Literally. Yes. In Silicon Valley, we have a center. My godbrother Vaisheshika Prabhu was in charge. And one of the devotees has a dog. So they strap like a little carrier on the back of the dog, and they put the books on the carrier, and the dog is also taking part. Yes. So, Krishna Kirtanika, to very loudly chant Hare Krishna, and this is super loudness by publishing books. We read them. They're not just for distribution, they're for our reading. But as we read them, then we'll think these books are so nice, we should distribute them also. Yes. Prabhupada pointed out that the communist philosophy, which is all rubbish, was distributed very strongly by distribution of literature. They would always distribute their propaganda. And so it took a foothold. So if even such 10th class ideas can become prominent by distribution of books, then what to speak of this sublime literature in the form of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So we're now, I think this is the beginning of a push to distribute a lot of books, and those who take part, we wish you all success and happiness and more success and more happiness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions or comments?
Maharaj, could you share with us maybe one or two techniques in terms of how we can...
One or two?
Techniques in terms of how we can distribute books, how we can approach people, and...
Can I share some techniques? At one point, there was like some newsletter or video that the devotees were going to make to share techniques. And Prabhupada said, no, you don't have to do that. He said, they just have to be sincere. That everyone will distribute in his own way. But they just have to be sincere. It's not stereotyped. If you're very eager, then please take this book, please take this book. And people will take. There may be some techniques. I'll tell you one technique. That this, again, my godbrother Vaisheshika Prabhu. So he's distributing books, and someone says that, you know, giving you the book, he says, well, no, I'm a Christian. Oh, you're a Christian. Oh, here, this is the Christian book. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur gives some idea. He says that I'm falling at your... Let's see, could you have my laptop? I forget this verse, but I might as well get it. Let's see if I can find it fast. Mm-hmm. Not all of them text, but anyway. Hey, Sadhava Sakalame Vihai Vadura. Yeah, I'm missing the beginning of the verse. But the meaning is that I'm falling at your feet with straw between my teeth. Taking straw between the teeth is like a symbol of a gesture of extreme humility. To take like a straw between teeth. It's like a gesture of extreme humility. I'm taking the straw between my teeth and falling at your feet and praising you in so many ways. Hey Sadhava. Sadhava, you're a saintly person. Hey Sadhava, Sakalameva Vihaya Durad Chaitanya Chandra Charane Kurutan Ragam. You're a very wonderful person. Now please give up all your nonsense and surrender to Chaitanya. So he's giving a hint that everybody wants to hear themselves glorified. Because originally that's with Krishna. You know, why are we glorifying Krishna? Finally, because Krishna likes it. Krishna likes it, that's all. He appreciates. Everyone likes it. We all like it, you know. If I say, you have such a nice smile, you think. So why is that tendency in us? It's because originally it's there in Krishna. He likes it, that's all. He appreciates it when the devotees are appreciating him. So everybody's like that. Everybody likes to have something, to hear something good about themselves. But you can meet someone and say something good about them. Whatever. I like those glasses or... Wow, those earrings are really something. You know, whatever it is. Then the person becomes your friend. But actually, yes, it's true. All these other fools and rascals, they don't know who... They meet someone great and they don't know. But this person's appreciated that I got a great taste in shoes or great taste in glasses or that I have a very intelligent-looking face or that I look very happy or something. You appreciate something about them. Then give them the book. Because you're special. Why am I giving you this book? Because you're special. In some way. I've already qualified that you must be a special person. All right, I'll tell you a technique that our Vaisheshika Prabhu is the expert. If you just say, I'm giving you this book, then person thinks, well, he's suspicious, like Prabhupada compared that someone's giving away a langra mango. Langra is like a very first-rate mango. So if I say, here, have a langra mango, and you think, what's he up to? Everybody's suspicious. You're giving away these mangoes for free? That's not very... Something's wrong here. So first... You have to have some. There has to be some reason why I'm giving you this mango. So I have to find the reason. Are you from Johannesburg? You are. Oh well, great. Here, then this is for you. Because you have a qualification, whatever it is. Now that you're qualified, here's this book. Whatever the qualification you discover. So once they're qualified. And take this book. And another tip, don't worry, someone's taking, someone's not taking. We expect that so many people will not take. They'll say, no, thank you. All right. There are so many other, there are billions and billions of people. How many people are in Johannesburg? 10 million. 10 million? So that's enough. one person says no, then you have 9,999,000 other candidates. So we'll go to the next, to the next, to the next. And you'll find so many people will be interested. I transited Accra on the way here, and I to changing planes, and so I'm waiting at the gate, and I just started talking to the gatekeeper people who keep record of who's come, and they take your tickets and all of that, and started conversation. Do you have any books? Well, we do. So, one book more on the way. But so many people, they were really interested. They have so many questions, and they took a Bhagavad Gita and gave a nice contribution. Ghanaian people, nice people. So there are interested people everywhere, and we don't consider. Sometimes people will surprise you. You thought this person wouldn't take a book, and he's just the person who does. So, your sincere desire, that's the main thing. There's this technique, there's that technique. The main thing is your sincere desire to do it. And Krishna will give you the intelligence. Something else? It's sincerity more than technique. The technique will also help, but sincerity. The two together, sincerity and some practical. Yes?
But you know, sometimes the mind gives you so many reasons why you should not go out. So I had one book distributor say that you pack your bag or you pack your car and you tell your mind, no, I'm just going to town to have an ice cream.
Yeah, that's maybe half the battle. Once you've convinced yourself, you can convince anyone. Prabhupada gave the example that the mother wants to give the child some medicine, and the child naturally doesn't want to take medicine. But the mother is very intelligent. She's got the spoon with the medicine. She says, now it's an airplane, and it's flying, and it's flying, and it's going to fly all the way into your mouth. You tricked me. That was medicine. Too late. So in that way, Prabhupada said, use your intelligence. They may not be very eager always, but we're very eager for them to have it. And sometimes they're also weak. Something else? Okay. Yes?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
How does one remain in the right mood when distributing books? I mean, especially after a long time, like, you know, you're in the heat or in the extreme cold. No books are going, and then all of a sudden, you know, three Bhagavad Gitas, and you know, you feel like the man. But and you're puffed up naturally. So I guess it's a twofold question. Firstly, what is the right mood to be when distributing books? And secondly, how does one remain in that mood?
I'm so unqualified to answer that question. I have a low stamina level myself. But those who distribute books have that experience that, as you're saying, sometimes it's like dry, you know, nothing's happening, no action. And then all of a sudden the sweetest people in the world come and take your book and give you a big donation. So it's... works that way by Krishna's arrangement, and it's persistence, the patience, brahminical quality, to be patient, to be even thinking about detachment. I may distribute, I may not distribute. My business is to be here, and Krishna can use me as he likes, because it's not exactly up to us. we try our best and sometimes no result. And then sometimes we same effort and huge result. But the reward is not exactly the result. The reward is that we did the service. That example is there, Jatayu was defeated. But Lord Ramchandra considered his effort a success. And he gave his life for service. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
You really have to ask people who are better than me. I'm a small-time book distributor. That's why Prabhupada gave me office work. Yeah, there's the man, Madhu Mango. See, you learn the techniques to try to glorify and someone. The Madhu Mango has so many stories. We could hold a week-long marathon just hearing different experiences, different countries, different wonderful things that have happened to him in his career of distributing books. So you can sit down with him and then he'll tell you all these, so many things. And you get the right example, the right information. Every day he's going out and distributing books. It's years and years and years and years. And therefore he's happy. See, just look at him. So, there's your man.
Okay. You want to add anything to come up with?
Should we stop here?
I do the announcements. No, just okay. I do the play, then we do the announcements. We do the play, then we do all the announcements.
Play and announcements.
Okay.